It is Ian Ryan with another gutter. The big man still away. I've got Neil and Dan with me to get stuck into this one. Now, gents, while there are one or two links emerging overnight, I wouldn't say we were knee deep by any stretch of the imagination. So I want to kind of start the beginning of this show with a bit of a general chat about the state of the transfer market, Neil, where kind of Liverpool find themselves. You're living and breathing this every single day, it's fair to say. What's your kind of current assessment of the transfer market? And in terms of behaviours of some of those big clubs, what have you made of it so far?
I think it's a funny summer in that I feel as though there's two or maybe even three different markets all happening at once. So there's the really high end stuff, which, you know, we've had a run at Diamante, you can argue. Obviously, where Chelsea and City have ended up with 2 9-figure signings is part of that. You can even throw Matheus Fernandes in there, where United have failed to get him. Rodgers failed to get him. We're looking at Barkley. I think it's reasonable just to sort of say that. But then there's another market. Tielemans is going for 40 million quid. Arsenal are spending 40 million on Zolas. And someone like Ferran Torres is going for 45. He's got a year left.